Good morning. Today is June the 1st, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen. If you will this morning, turn with me into the book of Romans, Romans chapter 15. We'd like to share a few verses and thoughts with you, if I may. Beginning in verse number 1, the text reads, "Now we, who are strong, ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproach of those who reproached you fell on me." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning as we read through this text, as we understand Paul writing to the Roman people, as he declares unto them how they must undergird each other, especially those that are weak in the spirit, those that may be weak in their physical bodies as well, those that may be weak in the understanding of how the things that life come against them. You know, just a few days ago, I received a letter through this ministry from a young lady that was involved in a family situation. She was distraught. She was concerned about her own well-being. She was as well concerned about her actions and the way her children and her grandchildren were treating her. You know, I share with her in a response through the email that God would strengthen her, that God would show her that he is in control, that his will should be done in her life and her situation with her family, not her own. You know, our lives as a Christian, beloved, each day, and I've said this many times, is surely not ours anymore. It's the property of God. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. As that day that he redeemed us, that day he forgave us, that day he set us free of our sins. You know, if we look further in verse 2, the word says, each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. In other words, we should glorify those around us, glorifying God in whole, showing the Lord Jesus that we desire to be more like him in everything that we do. You know, every one of us has transgressions. We have dilemmas. We have problems that surface in our life each and every day. And you know, that'll be true as long as we live in these earthly bodies on this earth. But you know, God's word tells us that we, and even Christ, did not please himself, but it is written, the reproach of those who reproached you fell on me. Speaking of Christ, speaking of all the things that came against him, his ministry, his life, the love that he showed to so many. And you know, as I read that text, beloved, I stop and think, as Jesus hung there on that cross, as he bled and as he died, his life ebbed away from him, as he took upon himself your sins and mine and the sins of this world. I'm sure thoughts went through his mind and through his heart and through his spirit of how many people he was dying for that would never recognize, that would never lift a hand of praise to him for what he had done in their life. You know, as I think of that, it humbles me and it breaks my heart just to know that Christ paid that great price, that great sacrifice, as God sent his only begotten Son to that cross to die on behalf of our sin debt. You know, each and every day, I think the greatest example, beloved, we can show anyone is the example of the life and the witness that we have, showing that Christ today now lives in our heart, not of our own, not of our own feelings, not of our own doings, not of our own thoughts and actions, but may we always look up, may we always seek God first, and let the Lord Jesus Christ to lead us and guide us in every path, in every direction, in every step we take in life. Would you bow your heads with me this morning for a few moments of prayer? Father, we're truly humbled and thankful, God, for this privilege you give us today to come before you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this text. We thank you, Father, for these words that should bring encouragement to each and every listener today to this broadcast. Father, it is so many days in our life, it seems like the world seems to be caving in around us. And Lord, it seems like so many of the people we meet each day seem to have such an earthly attitude, Father. Maybe just on to things that they can gain and have accomplishment in. But Lord, truly, you've called us and you paid for us, Father, at a great, great price. And God, may we focus not on ourselves. And Father, may we not even focus on the negative things in our life. But God, may we focus knowing that we are in the palm of your hand as your children and as your people, as your disciples, Father. Oh, Lord God, today I would ask you to strengthen the young lady that I spoke of. I would ask you to just be in her life, Father, in a mighty way, supernaturally, God, may you lift her, may you encourage her, may you just show her and her family how, God, you work in their lives every day, and may you just build her up, not of anything, God, of her own strength, Father, and neither of us, but, God, in your will, in your way, and surely in your might, Father, as you teach us in your word. Father, I would pray for each and every one that listens to this broadcast each and every day as we seek this year, this day, this month, and every opportunity in our lives, God, to seek your will first. God, may you strengthen each of us. May you help us, Father, today to be more and more and more like you each day of our life, Father. Lord, that's our heart's desire, and that's our deepest prayer this day, God. Father, I would pray for those that are sick and those that are shut in. Lord, I would pray for those today that are in the hospitals. Lord, I would ask you to raise them up out of those beds of affliction, those beds of sickness, God, if it be thy will. Father, I would ask you to bless the listeners of this broadcast. May you lift them and their families up. May you meet their needs, Father, physically and surely spiritually and as well financially, God. May you just encourage them, Father, just as they, through cards and letters, daily encourage me, Father. Lord, continue to keep your hands around them so we may know we have that refuge, so that we can have the assurance, God, each and every day, that no matter where we walk and no matter what the situation we find ourselves, we can surely know, Father, that you're in control. Father, have your right of way, and Father, have your will. May you honor and bless your word this day, God, and may we show our love for you, Father, in the way we love and we treat, in the way we pray, in the way we show love and kindness towards each other. For, Father, today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.